You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another friendly episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you guys for joining us today. As always, we understand that there are, oh my gosh, thousands of options in terms of podcasts that you can listen to. And so for you to take a few minutes of your day to listen to this one means a lot to us. This is episode number 1030, and I'm excited to jump in.
Yeah, really excited to jump in, as well as today's question kind of takes us back into what we had discussed after the FAA symposium in June about should there be like some sort of guidelines or systems for certified drone instructors or flight instructors. And we discussed in that show that the FAA does not have a program for certified drone instructors or drone schools. But we talked about some of the things that may help provide a better educational system. I think that this is actually one of the big problems in the drone industry, is that there are a lot of charlatans out there. And in fact, I just saw something on Instagram I showed you earlier today from a company, a guy sitting in his freaking house, like talking about how he's got a drone school. It's like, you know, that you can't fool people. So,
well, I'm sure he'll fool a few, or yeah, fool a few.
I'm sure he will too, and that's unfortunate.
And yeah.
But that being said, today we're talking about how do you actually like vet a drone school? How do you vet a training program? How do you vet a trainer? How do you know whether they're actually good drone pilots or not?
Or even how does Drone You vet drone pilots? Right?
We may not talk about all that because I don't want to give away the farm, Rob, but at the same time, I do want to talk about some of the things that we consider when bringing on new instructors
ourselves. Exactly, that's right. Yeah, we're not going to give you the entire playbook, but...
So, yeah. But anyway, thanks again for joining us. Please leave us a review and subscribe if you haven't already done that. It really does help other people find us. Also, just from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Really, though, appreciate it. Really do appreciate doing this.
Yeah.
And before we get into today's question, a big shout out to our sponsor for the show, which is Fortress UAV. I guess the sponsorship seems to be working out for them as they have re-upped their contract, and very, very appreciative to have them on the show, as they're one of the only drone fixing companies that has actually worked out very well for us. I just got my Inspire 2 back. Very, very grateful to have that back. And I will say that I'm very grateful for Fortress UAV to begin with, because to have that drone back is just so crucial. So crucial. So anyway, very grateful to have that. If you need to get your drone fixed, go to fortressuav.com and don't forget to use the promo code DRONEU to save money on your diagnostic fee, because hey, when you need your drone fixed, if you don't have DJI Care Refresh, where are you gonna go? Fortress UAV.
Yeah, and we've tried several over the years, and I finally feel like we are in a comfortable place with sending drones to these folks. So if you need something fixed, give them a shot. And by the way, questions. We want them. We need them from you. I get the feeling that there's a lot of folks out there that think I'm not going to send my question in because it's not going to make it on the air anyways, or it's not worthy of being on the show, or it's a dumb question, or it's too much of a beginner question. There are probably all sorts of reasons why you choose not to hop on the computer and send us your question. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear from all of you. No matter the subject matter, we want to hear from you. And we enjoy that. That's a really important part of this podcast, obviously. So send it in. There are other people that are thinking the same thing that you are.
Hi, guys. This is Sebastian McShane from Charlotte, North Carolina. I have a question after watching your episode on drone instructors. And it revolves around a group that I have been a member of for the past 2 years. And I'm a little miffed at what they're currently doing. They are now offering a flight instructor program where members in this community can, for, you know, like about $500, go to a training and become certified flight instructors. And they tout it as a business opportunity where if you take their program, you can charge up to $400 a person to instruct them in the proper operation of drones and all the information and safety and whatnot. And it just struck me as odd because reading their material, it almost implies that if you take their course, if an individual takes their drone instructing training course, that that's all they need. I'm sure in the course they talk about getting your 107, but in the promotional material, it doesn't say anything about getting a 107. It just kind of implies that if you take our drone instructor training course with our certified instructors, which would be me if, you know, I was to participate in this, you will be a certified drone pilot. Now, I've been a member of this organization for about 2 years, and I did not renew this year because it's, I don't know. I mean, I liked what they had available for me before, but it just seems like they're going this route of becoming like this fly-by-night charlatan type thing where they're just after making lots of money and getting their members into these programs that will supposedly make them a lot of money. And I guess, I don't know, I guess my question is kind of like a two-part is, who decides who is an official drone instructor and what credentials are necessary to become a legitimate drone instructor through the FAA? And number two, how do people vet? What's your advice for vetting these all these drone business type groups and programs out there that you pay several hundred dollars a year or several thousand dollars a year to start? And are they worth it? I mean, I haven't joined Drone U yet. I'm considering it because I like what you have to offer, but you know, after being in this other group for 2 years and probably spending about $3,000 in those 2 years to be a member, I'm just not sure what to do. I mean, I'm kind of confused and it's a little baffling. So any insight you can provide, I'm sure, I mean, I know you're going to say join your own you, and that's cool. I understand that. And like I said, I'm seriously thinking about it. But help me. Help everybody, please. Thanks.
Thank you, Sebastian. That's actually a very thoughtful question, and we appreciate that. Yeah. First things first, join Drone U. I don't want to let you down. But in all in all seriousness, I think we've made the risk pretty low at $47. And if you're a student or a veteran, it's even less than that. So, yeah, we'd love to have you check us out and so be a part of the community, which is the most important part. But there's a lot there, and it's a really good question. The one thing I'll say, and then I'll kind of let you take off with it, and then we can have a conversation about it. But, you know, when you say who decides who's qualified to be an instructor, you know what the answer is right now? It's you. It's the public, because there's nobody else doing it right now in terms of qualifications. And so as the consumer, you've got to be really, really smart about who you let be your instructor.
Yeah, that, yes. But oftentimes, Rob, the difficult thing is what you don't know that you don't know.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyone going into the drone technology, especially with training, you know, they're going to go out there and say, I don't even know how to look for the right, you know, drone trainer, let alone these other, you know, drone schools that are saying, hey, you can become a drone trainer and make great money and you don't need to do this. Well, I mean, I think that's like the first red flag is they're just like, make money, make money, make money. Like, first of all, you can't even do things like that on Facebook. You could do it in video, but not in written advertisements. So that's why you see a lot less of that crap on Facebook. With that said, though, how do you vet a good drone instructor? What makes a good drone instructor? First of all, I think it's someone who actually has a significant experience flying drones for money as a small business owner. Why all of that? Because a lot of times people say, like these clowns over here, I'm not going to mention their name, who say, yeah, you need 2 years of flight experience. Well, what does 2 years of flight experience mean? You pulled your drone out every month and you did a fly day Friday once a month only to burn up 3 or 4 batteries in the year. And hey, now you got 2 years of experience. What is actually 2 years of experience? Let's talk about flight hours, right? Because that's actual time on the sticks. You can't really screw that up. You can download someone's DJI log and say, I know exactly how much you've flown. I know what safety warnings you've come up with. I know whether you've crashed or not and whether it was your fault or not. These are the type of things that we look at here at Drone U, because here at Drone U, we have a very, very strict code of what it takes to be an instructor. For example, being a small business owner and having real world experience flying drones is the only way, in my opinion, that you should be teaching other people. Why? Because the more and more you fly, the more and more problems that you face that you have to learn to overcome. In addition, those problems can be from client deliverables to miscommunications with clients to site. Exactly. Not being prepared, to having obstacles that you didn't think of, to figuring out those things in a contract before you go, to helping you understand how do you set up a drone site before you actually go out there and fly it. What are the types of things that you should be looking for? What are the types of things that are going to give you a hint or symbolize that maybe this is a problematic area to fly in? Because if you go out and you go to one of these crappy, you know, off the shelf drone schools or whatever, you don't have someone who's got years of experience and knowledge. I truly believe Albert Einstein, and he said that the only wisdom is knowledge gained through experience. And I think that that is so powerful, because gaining experience is so important, but you should not be gaining experience while you're teaching other people. You should go live those hard lessons and understand what that is like, because that's also going to help your conflict management skills. Because as a small business owner, not a drone program manager, you actually understand the deep necessity for systems. You understand why it's so important to be systematic with your students from the very start of the training to the very end of the training. To recap, what does an actual workflow look like, a summarized workflow, not all the, everything that we've gone over today. I really take this to heart, Rob, because our flight mastery course is something that took me, I think, 3 years to develop, because I really wanted people to be tested in very specific areas of flight where most people crash. And I think that's why the flight mastery class is so successful. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have a drone instructor, do we just send them out with an obstacle course and say like, hey, you need to go? No. In fact, we're onboarding a new instructor from New York right now, and he is coming to a flight mastery class. Then he is going to come help teach at another flight mastery class, then he'll be able to give the flight mastery class. This is an investment financially, and it's also an investment in time. This really grinds my gears, Rob, because there are so many things that can go wrong, and no offense, but most YouTubers out there do not know their ass from their hand when it comes to really teaching people how to fly. And yeah, that BK, Billy King, yes, I'm talking about you too. I could literally shut down the whole thing with what's the ultimate indicator of battery health in flight.
Who are you asking?
I'm not asking you. It's okay.
I didn't think so. Thought I'd clarify though.
But that is one of the questions in the quiz that we give to students on the obstacle course, which is what is the ultimate no bullshit indicator of a truly safe flight or not? There is a number. You have to go into the settings to even have that number show up on your screen. And you can even tell like when you take off, whether you have a good battery or not, and whether it's, 10 degrees outside or 105 degrees outside, that number will maintain its true indicator status independent of environmental factors. Mm-hmm. These are things that you just don't figure out a year, 2 years down the line. These are deep, deep things that truly help people overcome some of their biggest problems with flight, including themselves and their confidence.
Absolutely. I love this because I knew this particular question would get Paul passionate. So a couple things. One is I would say the vast majority, it's going to be a very large percentage, probably 90 plus, of the people that are going to spend money to come be trained at a drone school like Drone U or any of the other drone schools is somebody who's wanting to most likely earn some money doing it. And so that's why for our
yeah, but there has to be a deeper purpose than just making money. Well, because like, why do they really want to train people? Because for example, here at Drone U, there's the whole greater good, right? I'll be short, I promise. There's the greater good. We truly believe that the right education is going to forecast the ability to maintain our rights to fly. So the more people who are responsible, they're also, not only are they responsible, they know their limits. They know how much they can take on. They have a set confidence value. They've already crashed. It's okay. They're not going to be making flight decisions based on fear. They're going to be risk-based decisions.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
The point is, we expect instructors, and so this is one way to answer this specific question. Are the instructors that you're learning from people who have been in the trenches, which is really just another way of restating what Paul has already said. When somebody is learning something new, be it guitar, be it golf, be it drones, there's a learning curve. That's not news. That learning curve includes a myriad of mistakes, right? And you mentioned they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to all of us when we're learning something new. You want somebody who could help eliminate those mistakes because they have already made them. Otherwise, why pay for it? Just go make the mistakes yourself. So from our perspective, that's why it's so important to have somebody who is doing on a significant level. And in this particular paradigm, significant generally means they've served a client, they've earned some money. That makes it very real in our world, right? When somebody has to pay you for something, that makes it very real, and that makes the responsibility level that much more important and that much higher. So we look for people who have done it for money in an area that they want to teach in. And they have to have done that successfully. We have guidelines and thresholds that they have to meet in order to train, because we want people that train from experience. Otherwise, what are you learning? You're learning a bunch of theory. And so hopefully that helps understand a little bit, at least where we're coming from as it relates to who should be able to train. Just because somebody trained or has worked for money doesn't make them a good trainer. But it is something that's important to us that they have at least that in their background.
You make a really good point. Just because their experience doesn't make them a good trainer. That's a whole nother element of conflict management, communication styles, skills, patience.
Yeah.
If you have someone who's not in it for the right reasons, it's not even going to be a remotely fun experience.
Absolutely.
Like even at the UTC trainings, you know, with DJI, I really feel like even that manufactured-based training does not cover the most important things when it comes to flying your drone. Like, for example, how do you stop a flyaway, right? Very simple. You throw the bird into attitude mode. We have a drill for this. Well, there's a drill for that in the UTC training, except their drones don't have attitude mode. This is really weird. In addition, the drones don't have the ultimate indicator of what is true health in flight. Another really important thing. Like, here's the thing, Rob, is that like, it's so hard to showcase that like, ultimately the real determinant of a good drone instructor is the depth of research and how much experience they truly have. How many problems have they had to overcome? And it's really hard to be able to understand that. So I'm not sure that there's really a good answer to his question, which is you have to know someone's why, you have to know someone's what, and you have to have them prove to you, maybe just have like ask them to go do a demo flight. Because if they can't stall the drone in front of you and recover it safely, then they're not a good drone instructor. I rest my case.
All of that for that. No, obviously it's deeper than that. That's one thing. But anyways, I don't know. I hope we have helped answer the question for you. It's we're in an industry that's very new, and it's still being developed. And so answering that question is challenging. And I think we all have different ideas. And so, you know, we have the ideas that we think are the best answer to that question, but there are others that have other ideas. And ultimately, you as the consumer have to decide what is most important to you. We can all give you our philosophy and our message as instructors, as drone training institutions, and then you've got to decide what is most important to you and where you end up going. Obviously, we hope that you'll be a part of the Drone U community, but that is not to say there are not good instructors elsewhere, because there are.
That's very true. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think it's really important that we give credence where credence is due. It's just that it's so rare to find a drone instructor who has a genuine desire to want to make people better pilots, because they understand that it's for the betterment of the industry as a whole.
True.
But in addition, that they have the experience, the problem solving, the communication style. I will say one of the very few negative things about this podcast is that some students get really nervous around me when I'm at a particular training because they're like, oh my gosh, you're expecting like perfection. It's like, I'm not expecting perfection. That's the main difference. I want you to fly how you feel comfortable flying, but I'm going to help you try to eliminate potential risk habits to make you a better person. Mm. I'm not here to sit here and be like, you're flying wrong. Like, I don't do that. So
you know, that leads me to a question. What is your expectation of a student when they show up to a class?
Oh, that I appreciate you asking this. Expectation of a student, whenever they're coming, let's say, to a flight mastery class, I would expect them to have watched our online Don't Crash course. So they have a basic understanding of just the basic maneuvers. But beyond that, you know, whenever someone comes to a flight mastery class, they get a very lengthy email of how to prepare for that class. And we send them some documents like the DUE setting up your drone. I would just expect them to read that line by line. It's 4 pages long. It's going to help them understand they need to do an IMU calibration before they come to the training. It's going to help them understand how to be prepared for that training and how to make the most of it. And when it comes to the mapping training, for example, you know, we have the whole mapping class online. So I ask people to watch the mapping class online before they come to the training, because those people just tend to have a success factor of 3x of what everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
We've only had like of the 200 people that have gone through the mapping class, the in-person mapping class this year, we've probably only had 5 or 6 that have actually done that. But those 5 or 6 people are the ones that deep dive after the class. They keep exploring, they keep learning, they're making money with it, and they take it further.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's sort of a prerequisite.
It
answer,
is, but
and then what about when they show up? No, that's fantastic.
But
that's great.
I also think it's important to say, I think that is a macro metaphor, because luck is your preparation for opportunity. And in my opinion, if you prepare before you come to class, it's the preparation for opportunity, right? If someone's
Absolutely.
Telling you something and it's deep knowledge, if you don't understand the terminology, you're going to get lost in something that could be absolutely vital and important for your workflow at a construction company.
Absolutely.
You know, so
come prepared.
So what was your question now? You asked about what about after the flights? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So in terms of what you expect of a student who is going to come to, say, flight mastery, what is your expectation of them as a student? And so that's sort of being prepared is one, which is really important.
So that's actually a very good point. Very good question. What I actually tell those students to do is, because they do get access to the membership online for a limited amount of time, to check out the drills and exercise course. I tell them about maintaining their drone, the Fly Day Fridays, how important that is. Also tell them about battery maintenance, but really it's about practice, because this is not like a bicycle. You don't just learn it and then pick it up whenever you need to. In fact, some of our instructors practice the hover drill, which is one of our most powerful drills in the whole program, weekly, because they say it just really helps them hone in on their focus and slowing down their stick motion. So, you know, we provide them with resources, additional resources when they come to the training, that second DUE form, you know, which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, we just added another form that's getting printed out, the one that Tim's working on.
Yep.
Because that is like the rules of takeoff, landing, maintenance, pre-flight, post-flight, during flight, all the indicators that you need to know are on that form. Because here's the thing, if you come to a Drone U training and you don't walk away confident, excited, and that you've retained information, we haven't done a good job. So that's why we provide resources. We know that people may copy those resources. In fact, one of our competitors has copied that resource, and that's fine. But because we always continually go deeper and deeper and deeper and continue to add and add and add, we're actually leaving a lot of our competitors in the dust with the depth that we take things to. And now that we're adding the new enterprise side to the website, we've got a new program coming out we're very excited about. I think that we will overcome some of these other people on organization as well. And I look forward to that day, because you know, we've paid people to go to these trainings to check them out and give us feedback on what they're like. And I'm still very, very excited about the information we give people. And I've even had people from other trainings come to us and say, you know, like, our training is systematic, sequential, and superior.
Yep.
So
absolutely, take a lot of pride in it. So
you're uncomfortable. What's
anyways, I'm good. I hope we've answered your question, Sebastian. If not, let us know. But it's a deep subject in terms of again the fact that the industry is so new. And a lot of it's still being developed. But hopefully that gives you some insight, at least from our perspective, our philosophy, and some things that you can ponder as you contemplate your future in the industry.
You know, it's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, it is.
Really hard question to answer because, again, it comes down to how well do you work with people? How much knowledge do you really have?
Yeah.
And then how can you help other people? I don't know. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, so one last thing.
I love this.
We're talking so much about ourselves. Thank you.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Which makes me uncomfortable. But nonetheless, that's what's making me uncomfortable, in case you're wondering. For example, the mapping class, we've got some incredible people that have been learning and learning and learning, and they're still not deployed to do it on their own. I feel like they will be soon.
You bring up a good point, right? Because flight mastery, they pretty much go through 3 flight masteries before they actually train on one themselves. And then they have another instructor who's already done it multiple times, go out there with them and whatnot. But when it comes to mapping, we've got 3 instructors who have literally been to over 13 or 14 classes, and we still do not let them teach it individually.
Yeah.
So I think that shows our expectations here at DroneU. And that's a really good point, Rob.
And to their credit, they're also saying, I got to be 100% ready, and I'm almost there, not quite. You know, they're still making sure they're comfortable. But that's the level that it needs to be, particularly for something like that, that there's so much depth and frankly, so much opportunity that we want to make sure the student understands.
Yeah. You know, so, that pressure that we were talking about with students, that the students feel the pressure when I'm around or whatever, mm-hmm. that pressure exists with our instructors. So I'll tell you that right now. But the whole key here is that you learn more by doing and you learn more by having fun. So while we are very technical, very systematic, we expect you to do what you say you're going to do. But we also make it a good time. We make it fun because you retain so much more when it's an experience. That's why every DroneU training is an experience. Anyway, I'm tired of talking about us. Let's get on to the next show. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again for watching. Really do appreciate you, especially on this show where we talk a lot about ourselves. And that doesn't make some of us comfortable.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.